Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to the Minnesota Court of Appeals. It is Tuesday, November 5th, 2024. This is the third case on our court calendar for oral argument this morning. It is the matter in the matter of the application of BAP for a change of name. Counsel, you will have 15 minutes to present your argument. The timing is indicated in one of the tiles that you should be able to see through gallery view. It is important that you state your name and identify the party you represent when you begin your argument, because we are making an audio recording, and that is the only recording permitted of this argument. So with that, counsel for appellant, you may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the court, my name is Sarah McGuire with Mid-Minnesota Legal Aid on behalf of appellant. Appellant's case is a matter of statutory interpretation. The main issue here is, does Minnesota Statute 144.218, Subdivision 4, consider a birth record incomplete, inaccurate, or false only at the time of creation or at the time the request is made?
No,
Appellant argues.
I noted that the Department of Health has a different interpretation than the trial court had. Normally, we would give some deference to an agency's interpretation. Can you describe what you think about this matter on that subject?
Your Honor, I'm not sure I understand your question. I apologize.
Well, it's my understanding that this packet that the Department of Health has come up with provides for two ways to amend it and the birth certificate, one by a physician's letter and others by a court. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
So the agency has taken the position that as I understood it, at least, that on the question of whether the statute references current is as opposed to what happened in the past or the record, that both can be considered, as opposed to the trial court's view that we have to look at what was in existence when the record was created, and that's it. So, if that's the agency's interpretation of the statute, should we be giving some deference to it?
Your Honor, it is our position, as you stated, like the Department of Health, that the is present tense. The reason
I'm
why
sorry, I didn't hear that. The is what?
that the is present tense.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Let me see if I can move that. Your Honor, the reason why we are asking for this court order and through this process is because the public health department requires a physician's letter. My client has not undergone any gender affirming surgeries that a physician would have any position on.
So
My
that
client,
alternative is not available to your client.
correct, due to medical reasons, they cannot undergo gender confirming surgery, and therefore they can't go to the Department of Health to ask for an amendment because they don't have a physician's letter. They have a therapist letter.
That raises
So,
another question for me. There are certain criteria to get an agency decision based upon a physician's letter, right?
Your Honor, it is only a physician's letter, and the Department of Health does not put any weight on it other than that a physician wrote it and affirmed that treatment has been completed.
Well, my question is there any criteria for the trial court to make that kind of determination? Should it be similar to what the agency has decided to do with physicians' letters?
Your Honor, we if the court is interested in asserting some sort of test, under my client's circumstances, we would be interested in, or we would propose a self-identification test, whether that be testimony of the appellant, whether that be affidavits, the two witnesses that are required, such as in a name change, so that the fact finder can determine whether or not they satisfy whatever that court determines is necessary for gender change on the birth certificate. Requiring a
Doesn't that leave a situation where every court that's faced with one of these petitions gets to make up its own criteria for deciding?
Your Honor, it's my understanding that the majority of co courts, at least in the metro, grant these without any complication. And so part of why we're here is to start that Lego block of we look at present tense first and then build from there. That's also, Your Honor, while we're asking for this, why we are asking for this to be a presidential opinion, because we don't have much case law regarding birth certificate amendments.
So I have a question. I mean, a birth certificate, among all vital records, I mean, that is by its nature tied to a period of time, isn't it?
Yes, Your Honor.
So why wouldn't we read the word is as tied to that same period of time?
Your Honor, it's our approach, it's our understanding that the statute is not ambiguous because is a present verb tense. The legislature, when drafting, could have included at the time of birth in the statute to really solidify that that's the time period that they meant. They also could have not allowed for an amendment at all if the intention was for it to never be changed. That's not what they did. They codified a way for amendments to be made with the verb tense is, which we argue is for present tense situations.
Let me suggest if is doesn't mean present tense, but means go back to the date the original document was prepared or certified, almost makes this statute to amend meaningless, doesn't it? I mean, how could you amend it if you're going to go back to what the original, that's circular, isn't it?
Your Honor, as I said, it's our understanding that the legislature wanted a means to amend. And under the Department of Health, there's provisions that you can amend within a year, or which you just do through the health department. It doesn't require much of a process, or there's no time limit on when you can amend a birth record thereafter during a person's lifetime.
Ms. McGuire, I'm looking at another provision in Chapter 144.215, Subdivision 1. The caption for this statute is simply birth registration. And Subdivision 1 says, a record of birth for each live birth which occurs in the state shall be filed, dot, dot, dot. I mean, doesn't the use of the word record there, doesn't that say or imply that the document that must be created is basically, a reflection of what occurred at the live birth. In other words, it's a record of what occurred there, in the sense that district courts, have records of proceedings. Recording is sometimes a term used, to capture sounds and so on. But I guess it seems to me inherent in the word record, or the term record of birth for each live birth, is that the document we're talking about is a reflection of what occurred at the live birth. Would you agree with that?
Yes, Your Honor.
And if that's the case, then to be inaccurate or false, it would have to be not an accurate reflection of what occurred at the live birth. Do you agree with that?
Your Honor, the problem that I have with that line of thinking is that if birth records were only meant to serve as a record of birth and had no other function outside of that, then I would agree. However, birth records are changed every day due to name changes. And so if we say that you can't amend it for something like sex, then it follows that we shouldn't be allowed to change it for names either. Whatever you were given at birth, whatever's on that record would be permanent, and we don't do that here.
But the legislature has made provisions, has it not? Statutory provisions for how to change a person's name after their birth name.
Yes, and it's our reading of 144.218 subdivision 4 that it also allows for amendments of other parts of that record, such as sex.
Isn't this a situation where the courts should await some more specific legislative guidance. In other words, I mean, the legislature could, if it wishes, amend the statutes to more specifically address this issue, right? But it ha but the legislature has not done so.
Correct.
Isn't that the best way to have a provision in the law for this type of change, this type of request?
Based on our political climate, I don't think I can agree with you. And based on what my client's situation is and what their needs are, having a court order is the preferred method right now. Your Honors, Minnesota Statute 144.218, Subdivision 4, unambiguously allows sex designation amendments. When looking at whether or not it's subject to one or more plausible interpretations, we look at the plain meaning of the text. If a court finds that a birth record is incomplete, inaccurate, or false, the court may order the registration of a replacement vital record and, if necessary, set forth the correct information on the form. We do not believe that it is ambiguous. Common sense reading of the statute uses is as a present verb tense. The legislature could have added at the time of birth if their intention was to limit the record amendment, or they could have failed to create an amendment record at all provision. Appellant's birth certificate is incorrect for the following reasons. Sex is the only option on a birth record. It's determined through an examination of a doctor, nurse, or midwife at the time of birth. It is a biological determination. However, appellant's gender identity is male. Appellant identifies as male and has since they were a child.
Ms. McGuire, if I may interrupt your argument here, but I have a question relevant to what you just said. Is there any definition of the words male or female, either in the statutes or elsewhere in the law, that govern the creation of a birth record?
Your Honor, I did not find any.
What about okay, thank you.
Appellant has changed their pronouns and their name, and as noted in their affidavit, has a physically negative reaction when misgendered, and has been diagnosed with gender dysphoria by two separate therapists and continues to work with one to this day. Having their birth record misgender them severely affects their mental health, and changing the birth record sex to male would greatly improve not only their mental health, but also their quality of life, as it would identify who they are, who they see themselves as, and who they present themselves as on their documents. Appellant can't have gender-confirming surgery at this time due to medical reasons. However, for others, it's a matter of financial issue or for personal belief reasons. We believe that correcting the birth record is important because updating your birth certificate is crucial for the creation of future consistent identification documents, such as licenses, school records, college IDs, and social security cards. Additionally, inconsistent documents can out a person if they are otherwise known as passing. They appear as the gender they identify as. However, if their documents are incorrect, it actually puts them at high rates of discrimination and danger. Inconsistent documentation can affect and cause discrimination in areas of employment, housing, police interactions, and healthcare. Your Honors, there is a quote by American Medical Association Board Chair-elect Sandra Addison Fraihofer, who says, "Designating sex on birth certificates as male or female and making that information available on the public portion perpetuates a view that sex designation is permanent and fails to recognize the medical spectrum of gender identity. This type of categorization system also risks stifling an individual's self-expression and self-identification and contributes to marginalization and minorization. For appellant, Your Honors, this case can have life-changing consequences. Having their birth record reflect how they see themselves now how they identify with others now, and how they outwardly live now is life-affirming. We are respectfully requesting this court remand the case back to the district court with instructions to apply Minnesota Statute 144.218, Subdivision 4, with the present tense is, for the fact finder to determine whether the birth record is incomplete and accurate or false. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you, counsel. We appreciate your argument this morning. We will take the matter under advisement and issue our decision within the statutory period. That
Thank
is
you,
the
Your Honors.
this is the final case on our calendar for oral argument, so we are in recess.